Good afternoon. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to better know artists we admire and hear exclusive live performances in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from Talent Club. You can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. Joining me is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter who just released a debut a few months ago called For the First Time Again. He's Tyler Ballgame, and he's performing tonight in Medford, supporting St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Tyler Ballgame, welcome to JPR.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. And congratulations on the new record. It kind of took us by surprise. We got the single, I Believe in Love, and listened to it a few times, and it became kind of an earworm. We're like, we're digging this guy. So it's really cool that you come in.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, thanks for the support, and glad the music reached y'all.
Yeah, totally. You grew up in Rhode Island. Tell us about growing up and getting involved in music.
Yeah, well, I think music was just always how I related to the world. My mom's a classically trained opera singer and a music teacher, so I was just always very enriched in the arts growing up, and anything I wanted to do musically, I was always supported, so we'd always sing together.
Yeah, that's cool. So that's that was just kind of your introduction with your mom. You did some musical theater in high school?
Yeah, totally. All through middle school and high school did theater, and then was cursed by finding rock and roll.
Uh-huh. So how did that change things? What were you listening to?
Oh, well, when I discovered The Who, I was just blown away. You know? And then obviously the Beatles and everything, you know, British Invasion type stuff.
Uh-huh. So when did you start actually? I heard you playing around on our piano there. You play guitar as well, is that?
Yeah, I write all the songs on guitar and then kind of teach the band and and kind of see how it blossoms.
When did you start getting into writing? Yes.
Oh, I was like 13 or so, and then just couldn't stop. Definitely became part of how I process my world.
Yeah. And joining you on today on our Steinway is Max Woobs. Max, thanks for joining us as well.
Such an honor to be here. Thank you.
Yep. So let's hear a song. What do you want to start with?
Yeah, let's do the title track of the record. This is For the First Time Again. Shook the hand of unbound desire, leaned in close and love had made its fools. So many lies never surrender. It's over and done. We tried. Can't wait to meet you for the first time again. Can't wait to meet you for the first time again.
Can't wait to meet you for the first time. can't wait to meet you for the first time again.
That's Tyler Ballgame in a JPR live session. That was For the First Time Again. It's the title track to his debut album. Wow. Thank you. That was really nice. It's a, I understand you got kind of noticed playing open mics and singing Roy Orbison. I can see how that might work by listening to that. Is he someone that still kind of speaks to you? And...
Well, it was really just one song because I was... playing these open mics and playing bar gigs and stuff, and people would request songs, so I'd try to learn them on the fly. Mm-hmm. And I did Crying on a request one time and then kind of added that to the rotation. Yeah. And then people were like, wow, you sound just like him. And I don't know, just like people would react, you know, and then I was like, maybe I should write for this voice, you know, which is really just the kind of that classical background that I have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can kind of hear the opera just in what you're doing there. You definitely have some formal training going on. I can tell that. But also just what great soul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So after high school, you found your way into Berklee School of Music. How did you get in there? How's that?
Oh, well, you have to audition. And I went for songwriting. And they kind of, what did they ask me to like? Improvise a song on the spot, right. Kind of like this, just like somebody playing piano with me. And they were like, just sing what's on your head.
Oh, wow.
But I think they're willing to take your money. So
that's cool. I understand you didn't have a great relationship with college.
I didn't like going to class, and we were talking the other day, I think I probably missed more classes than I went to, but I did meet a lot of great people who are taking music very seriously, and I was taking my music seriously and feeling mm-hmm. pushed by the community there, so that's worth something.
Yeah, that's great. And then after college, you ended up returning home. Were you playing music at that time, writing in bands? Or?
Yeah, always writing, always playing in bands, always trying to record albums, and would hope that would kind of take me to the next step, you know, and it just kind of never did.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to move to LA, really was the thing that kind of brought me into a community where things could happen.
Uh-huh. And so you applied for, I thought it was kind of a funny story, you applied for a job at a real estate office. So what was that about?
Yeah, I was just kind of like aimlessly on Craigslist and responded to this job that some of my friends had were recruiters. Mm. I was like, they were telling me about their job, and I was like, I could do that. Like, I'll just lie and say that I have a degree, and it worked. And then they offered me the job, and they were like, can you be here in 2 weeks?
Wow.
And I moved to LA having never been there and just started playing open mics and eventually met my producer and made a record.
Yeah, that Jonathan Rado, is that? He's got quite a resume, doesn't he?
He's incredible, incredibly talented, and just one of my best friends now.
Right on. Well, and then you kind of buckled down and wrote the album For the First Time Again. Like, that was like about a month you did that?
I met Rado, and he was like, all right, yeah, let's make a record. How about a month? And I just used like 3 years of songwriting on an EP that never came out. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh man, I have to really write here. So just kind of missed work and locked myself in my room and wrote and aimed it at Rado's style and our kind of shared love of certain projects. And that's this record.
Right on. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play?
Yeah, I think we'll play the oldest song on the record and the song that Rado really fell in love with when I first met him. This is called Got a New Car.
All right.
Thank you. So my old self beat his brakes off. Doesn't know yet, he'll feel it when he wakes up. Got a new car, hear me started. I was beaming, nearly crying when I bought it. Jeep pulled down to a cannonball. Kill me in your mouth like an animal. Headlights and shouting, you can tell me all about it when you die. Plenty part-time undertaking, put some friction in the fiction we were making. Tyler ball game, got his hopes up, disrespected like a blue Kentucky podunk. Backswing stings like a caddy home. Keep me in your prayers like an atom bomb. The only thing that matters when you die. I wanna be the one to lead you into the light. You know I love it when you lie to me, lie to me. On the way back, was scared of what could go wrong. On the way back, what's there, what could go wrong? Oh. Held a seance, left my body. Looking back, it's a little Mary Toddy. Met a pumpkin, scooped his brains out, took his job, when the music never paid off. Jeep pulled down to a cannonball. Kill me in your mouth like an animal. No one's gonna tout us, but they'll tell you all about us when die. I wanna be the one to let you into life. You know, you know, you know I love it when you lie to me, lie to me. I wanna be the one to let you in. You know I love it when you lie to me, lie to me.
That's Tyler Ballgame. Just Bought a New Car is the tune. He's my guest in a JPR live session here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Dave Jackson. Tyler Ballgame is opening the show tonight at the Holly Theater in Medford for St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And you can find tickets at hollytheater.org or at the box office. Another nice song there. You name dropped your own name. You were born Tyler Perry. Yeah. Tell us about Tyler Ballgame and how that came about.
Yeah, so that song actually named the project. That I wrote that song in my mom's basement in like 2020. So yeah. I was just kind of jabbing at myself, kind of making fun of myself, because I had no prospects at the time and was just kind of doing nothing. And then years later, when I met Rado, and that was the one song that we were going to re-record for the album, I was like, what should this project be called? And there it was in the song, you know. So we picked that and it stuck.
Oh, good. And that's a reference to Ted Hendricks? Is that the baseball player?
Yeah, Ted Williams.
Ted Williams,
the Boston
me.
Red
yeah,
Sox.
That's right.
Great from the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, great. So, well, tell us about, I want to go kind of go back to For the First Time Again. You wrote that pretty quickly. And what's kind of the meaning on that, the song For the First Time Again?
Yeah, well, I kind of look at it as kind of symbolizing a few different things, but mainly, I guess, the perennial nature of love, you know, kind of not just romantic love, but the kind of firmament of love that I believe is just all around us, you know, that's in within reality, you know. So it's the love that wraps us up from our parents, you know, wraps us into a person when we're a baby and sets us out into the world, and everything is kind of a reflection of that love. And then it seems like it kind of comes in and out of your life, and you maybe lose some love and then find it waiting in a new face, you know, in a new community, in a new form. And that is kind of what I felt, you know, moving across country and finding a whole new friend group and community and also just like dealing with loss and dealing with identity. And I think and I love the cover being an orange, because, you know, it's like the perennial fruit, you know, it's oranges that or fruit trees that seem dead in the winter and then blossom. Are born again. You know, it's a very kind of Northwest or New England thing, but in Southern California, maybe not so much.
Yeah, well, we have the pear blossoms up here going on this. Yeah. And then for I Believe in Love, there's a little bit of irony in that, I'm thinking. Let's tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, it's funny because it's kind of a joke of a song, you know. I Believe in Love, and that's fine. You know, it's kind of like Bowie's Love Is Not Loving, you know. But it's... I think people just take it as this like hippie anthem or something. And I was like, oh, maybe check the lyrics, because it's really kind of more of like being a romantic is great, but if love's not in your life, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, was I so naive to think it wanted me to? Is that the line?
It wanted me alive.
Yeah, it wanted me alive, yeah. So you're currently touring with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. How's that tour going?
Great. They've been super nice to us, and it's been fun getting to know all the different personalities of the band and play in some beautiful rooms.
Yeah. Is this your first extensive tour like this?
In the last maybe year and a half or so, we've we'd gone out with Shaky Graves and Head in the Heart and St. Paul, and we've got some amazing dates coming up with Alabama Shakes and Bell and Sebastian and the Lumineers. So we're getting kind of running the gamut of artists.
You're going to see a lot of audiences that way, too. And then I see you're going to Europe. Is it your first European trip, tour?
Well, we have a British label, so this is probably our second or third time doing some shows over there. But this is our first, like, real headline run where we're sold out whole tour. And it's, like, 500 cap rooms, and it's really... It'll be our first like big headline show.
Farah, congratulations on
that. It's fun.
Yeah. So I understand you just, I thought I saw a recent interview where you said you were writing a new album, and then you came in and said you guys have recorded a new album. Tell us about the new album.
Yeah. I mean, I'd spent the last probably year and a half writing about 100 songs. I kind of made it my day job to be doing sessions in LA, doing co-writes and writing my own stuff, and kind of whittled that down to the best maybe 20 to record. And then we're going to pick the best 12, and we're kind of playing with track listing right now. But we spent, good part of the last month in with Jonathan Rado again, making the second record. And we're getting it ready. So hopefully not too long. I know we just put out our first record, but I've been writing a lot. So.
Well, we're big fans of Charlie Crockett. He seems to have a new album out like every other week. So,
yeah, well, the Beatles did it every 8 months. So.
Yeah. So, well, hey, do you feel like debuting a new song here?
Yeah, we could do. Let's do. We'll do The Refinery, which is I think the title track of this second record.
Great. It's Tyler Ballgame in a JPR live session.
Buzzing around in this life, you don't get buzzed for free. Got me running in my boat shoes, now my aching soul's lost at sea. She said, I believe in magic, but there's nothing on the line. Tell me, how does a heart refine? Made made your money as an actress, but you told me lies for free. While I was bruising in the mailroom, you were chasing checks on color TV. She said, I believe in miracles, but I've heard that line before. Tell me, what was the line before? I was born of the power of a second chance. We're not our best, but that's the cause of sweet romance. Broken up about a love that wasn't mine. Tell me, how does a heart refine? How does a heart refine? Lost my mirror in the last war, now I'm a soldier too. She woke up crying in the middle of the night, called God as a witness, and she sang in the news. She said, I believe in Jesus, but I'm waiting for the blues. You told me I could be your favorite too. I was born of the power of a second chance. We're not our best, but that's the cost of sweet romance. Broken up about a love that wasn't mine. Tell me, how does a heart refine? How does a heart refine? How does a heart refine? How does a heart? I was born of the power of a second chance. We're not our best, but that's the cost of sweet romance. Broken up about a love that wasn't mine. Tell me, how does a heart refine? How does a heart refine? How does a heart refine?
That's Tyler Ballgame with The Refinery, which is probably going to be the title track to his upcoming album. We've been playing his, still in rotation, First Time Again, which was his debut that came out. I want to say we got that a month or two ago. Is that about right? Yeah. And he's a prolific songwriter, I think we can say now, and a lovely singer. And you can catch him. He's performing tonight with St. Paul and the Broken Bones at the Holly Theater in Medford. You can get more information about him at his website. It's tylerballgame.com, and follow him on social media. So tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, that song, it's fun to kind of create characters and worlds for different songs, you know. I went through a big Randy Newman phase, and I feel like that you can hear it in there. You know, it's not necessarily me in that song. It's me as someone else, or facets of me. Mm. But I love that, the sentiment, you know. I was born of the power of a second chance. It feels very real to me, you know. And just that question, how does a heart refine? I don't know if I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And I think it refines by suffering, you know, just getting broken up. And I don't know, there's something beautiful about that, being grateful for your pain and it kind of flips everything on its head, and now you can kind of be a more centered and grounded person moving through this life.
Well, great. We really appreciate you taking time out to hang out with us. Been talking with Tyler Ballgame, and on piano, that's Max Woobs. Again, they're performing tonight at the Holly Theater in Medford with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. HollyTheater.org for tickets to that show. And again, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us, Dave. It's beautiful in here.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Lunazen Studios and made possible with support from the Talent Club. It's live music and cold beverages in a casual atmosphere in Talent, Oregon. Their live music schedule is at talentclublive.com. I'm Dave Jackson. Open air continues in just a moment.